The Father magnetises us. He makes us like iron filings. John 6:44 in the Passion Translation. The only way people come to me is by the Father who sent me. He pulls on their hearts to embrace me. And those who are drawn to me, I will certainly raise them up in the last day. There's a way in which we're like iron filings to a magnet. We are drawn to Jesus, not just once, but continually. And we can only come if the Father draws us. Redemption is all his work. Here it is that we bump right up against predestination and election, a subject upon which many have shipwrecked their faith. Predestination to a simple soul like me implies that in his omniscience, his foreknowledge, God looked down through the ages, saw who would respond to his wooing, and predestined them. He predestined them to be like his son. He draws everyone, and the ones who respond, he predestines to be conformed to the image of Jesus. The point I'm trying to make is, it's all him. He initiates, we respond. Herein, for some, lies both the problem and the key, our response rate. Some of us are slow to respond, even when we're born again. There is nothing in man that would naturally seek after God, so he lights every man who comes into the world. He puts a divine spark in them. He gives a measure of faith to each one to put where they choose. But the majority will not put that measure in the right place. They'll follow anything rather than the truth. Someone has said that if men don't believe in Jesus, they'll believe in anything. Just take a look around at the alternatives the enemy's produced out there. But nevertheless, his steadfast and unfailing love continues to draw. John 12:32, and I, if I'm lifted up from the earth, will draw all peoples to myself. If I'm lifted up on a cross, I will draw people to myself. Just in case you hadn't fully recognised the fact that redemption is all his work, and what he starts, he will finish. We come in through grace and we go on in the same way. Paul says in Philippians 1:6, being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. Paul expresses his confidence that God will finish this thing. Question, are you confident this day that what he has begun in you he will finish, or are you still floundering a little? If you aren't confident, settle it right now, beloved. He will. Complete what he started, that is. He is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end of your faith. He will bring you safely home and rest. Provided, of course, you'll let him have the rule over you. Perhaps you will. Perhaps you won't. Choice is yours.